Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today the Church celebrates the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. First reading will be taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 22 to 31. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 8, verses 4 to 9. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. And the Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. The theme of our reflection is Interventions of the Holy Trinity. In a spirit of intense humility or piety, the psalmist asked a question: What is man that you should keep him in mind? Mortal man that you care for him? My brother, my sister, given that we are sinners, unkind to one another, that we kill ourselves in this world in the name of baseless ideologies, and that we are keen to destroy the good, it would have been appropriate to allow man and woman to wallow in sin. But the psalmist noted that the Lord God honored and favored us and gave us sovereign dominion over his creation. In other words, we were wounded and deformed by sin, but God did not withdraw man's creative gifts and blessings. Instead, he asked his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to enter the state of created humanity for a little while in order to redeem us and to raise the redeemed children of God above the angels. Hence, in Christ Jesus, we were and are dignified, judged worthy of his glorification, and have been offered an opportunity to look forward with hope to our day of glorification. Thus, my brother, my sister, our task is to hold firm to our faith in Christ Jesus, who has enabled us to receive the fullness of God's Spirit. And while cooperating with the Holy Spirit, one is empowered to fight ungodliness and to live a righteous life. Yes, it is a fact. We cannot overpower the agents of ungodliness on our own. We must fight with the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we are empowered for victory and tailored to be happy in holiness. In fact, in our journey with the Holy Spirit, we have discovered in the scriptures, in our interior revelations and creation, that the Holy Trinity, long before we were conceived, had laid the foundation for our happiness here on earth and glorification in the world to come. Thus, it is clear in the scriptures that our Lord Jesus has established a pathway to our redemption. Hence, he travels with us for safety and reassures us of the fatherly presence of the Creator, who made us out of love and enabled us to come to him. That relationship is protected and developed by the Holy Spirit, who teaches us interiorly to be good and to avoid evil. He also helps us to discover the greatness of God in creation. Hence, we believe that the Father is our Creator and our Lord Jesus, the eternal wisdom of God, master craftsman and co-creator of the world. And so, my brother, my sister, let us praise today the greatness of God, because God has revealed His love in Christ Jesus and has granted us the Holy Spirit, who leads us to that height where all restlessness, yearning ends. That is our prayer for you today, that those moments of pain will come to an end in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.